I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go, speech may slow, speech may slow.
Michael Cork speaking, actor.
Hello, Michael. It's Sarah from HJM Talent.
Oh, Sarah, hello. Are you back?
Yes. Back where?
Well, back in the office.
Yeah? Well, I mean, I went home last night. And I came back in this morning.
Oh, no. Well, I just thought that with the, you know, the business last week, I thought that Margot had.
What?
Well, I thought Margot had let you go. Oh gosh.
Let me go.
Yes, sacked you.
Oh, that. Yeah. No, she let me back.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm good. Back. Uh-huh. I'm back and stronger and more positive than ever.
Great.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back. Well, it's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Sorry,
hello,
what?
Hello.
What are you?
Well, you know, it's the old song, the old Gary Glitter song. Well, actually, I should know. Forget that. Sorry, I shouldn't be singing that. It's, Anyway, forget that. But I am very pleased, and I did want to apologise for,
What?
Well, you know, I think I may have inadvertently made but you can still sing Michael Jackson songs, which doesn't seem very consistent. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yes, I may have inadvertently made a small error.
Oh, right.
Yes, a bit unfortunate, but you're back now, of course, and that's the main thing.
What did you want to apologise for, Michael?
No, I don't want to apologise. It doesn't matter now, I suppose. But I was told that Margot had let you go because she'd found out that you were having a fling, a relationship with another member of staff.
Right. Yes. But I wasn't.
No. I mean, no. Oh. Ow.
What a bit embarrassing, actually, Michael. Sorry, have I caught you at... Michael, are you busy?
No. It's my back. It gets very sore, bending up and down, and just putting some poison down.
What for?
Bees.
Right.
Anyway, what can I do for you, Sarah, my dear? Is there perchance a casting in the offing?
Yeah, but you go first.
Sorry?
You said you wanted to apologise.
Did I? Oh, well, that's never. No, please, it's, never mind. It's, what's the casting for?
Please go ahead.
Oh, look, here it is. It's...
Yes?
Here's the thing. I think that someone, and I don't want to say who, but Drevenied, told Margot that you were having a fling, a relationship with Paul.
Paul who?
Paul. You know Paul in the office.
Paul. Oh, my assistant Paul.
Yes.
Drevenied told Margot that.
Yes, he did. He's a terrible tattletale, always has been. So ever since we were at the RADA together. I remember once dear Imelda had an accident.
Sorry, who?
Imelda.
Imelda?
Yes, Imelda. Imelda Staunton.
I don't know her.
No, well, of course you don't. But anyway, it was all around the campus within days.
What? What sort of accident?
Well, you know, a stage accident. We were doing the Scottish play, and Imelda had a bit of a mishap on stage. Now, of course, no one would have ever known. It was quite subtle. But Drevin Ede, took it upon himself to tell everyone. And poor Imelda was mortified. It could have finished her career before it even began.
Did it?
Did it? Did Imelda Staunton have a career?
Did she?
Yes, Sarah, she did. Oh, she did. Yeah. Well, does have a career, yes. She was very recently very wonderful in Follies at the Nash, for example.
So, and what was the accident?
Well, the accident, and you'll love this, during the out damn spot scene, you know the out damn spot?
Out damn no, spot, out I but, say, one, two, why then, 'tis time to do it.
Yes.
Hell is murky, fire, my lord, fire, a soldier afeard.
Yes, well anyway, how on earth did you know that?
My mate Jade did it on TikTok the other night.
Right, well anyway, dear Imelda, she was Imelda Staunton. You really don't know her?
No. Sorry.
Well, anyway, she was delivering this soliloquy with her usual very moving, growling solemnity when gradually, and only for a very short while, she went ever so slightly Welsh.
That's it?
Yes. Well, it was quite a moment, sir, especially for us at the RADA. When you consider that we're the creme de la creme of the acting profession, these things matter.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say she pissed herself.
No, no, goodness me, no, no. Well, anyway, my point is, you see, this is the sort of thing one can expect from Drevin Ede. He's a little scuttlebutt. So I just wanted to apologise on his behalf, because he certainly bloody well won't apologise.
Right.
So there. And look, Sarah, on a side note, I don't want to embarrass you, but if you ever do feel alone, I do understand, and I'm always here on the end of the telephone just for a chat, happy to, you know, just be there to listen in complete confidence. So,
good to know, Michael.
Yes. So, what was this casting?
Advert.
Oh, right. Television?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. Well, that's good money, I expect.
No, no money. Just expenses.
What?
Well, it's for a charity, Michael.
It doesn't matter. So what if it's a charity?
Well, everyone's doing it for no fee.
Doesn't no fee? What charity?
Samaritans.
Came oh, fuck at all, off.
Came at all. Doesn't matter that I don't.
Hello, yes, Michael Ector.
Hi, it's Sarah from HGM.
Ah, yes, hello.
Hi. So I was just phoning to see if you're all set for the passion fruit thing tomorrow?
Yes, yes, the passion play. Yes, 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 I am. Thank you, Sarah. Looking forward to it. It's a very lovely throwback, actually, because I did a passion play once before at the Edinburgh Fringe in 1979, I think. Well, it was a Buddhist interpretation of Godspell, but near enough. Well, you wouldn't, but yes.
No.
We all got completely naked at the end of the show, and that caused a bit of fuss, I can tell you. So,
gross.
Yeah, well, they banned us, as it happens, but we all stayed up for a few more days. And nights, as it goes, doing mescaline up Arthur's Seat.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
So I was
good
just
times,
check-
good times, good times.
Now, what was I phoning? Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. I was just phoning to see if you're all set for the passion fruit thing tomorrow.
Yes, yes, the passion play. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, all set. And what an honour, I must admit, to be asked to play our Lord Jesus Christ at Easter. Especially at my age. And it's quite a modern take on it, really. Having all older actors play the parts, because Jesus our Lord was only in his very early 30s when he's died, so... yes, passion play, wonderful. Very pure and ancient art form, actually, the passion play, you know. Well, you don't, of course, but it is. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. Excited indeed. Very, very well moved, I am, actually. It's a special moment for any actor, particularly an actor of faith, as I am, to be asked to perform in such a holy...
And will you get the bus? They just want to know.
Yes, I'll get the bus, that's fine.
Yeah, the theatre company said they would have liked to have offered you a car, but the woman playing Mary has just had a botched hip replacement, so the director's got to pick her up in his sidecar.
Oh, right. Well, that's, yes, well, good old Martin. Him and his motorbike, he's an absolute hoot.
Martin, yeah. Oh, do you know him?
Martin Pritt? Oh, God, yes.
Ah. That explains it.
He's been a great friend to Sally and I over the years.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Well, he buried her.
Oh, God.
Yes. Anyway, I suppose being a vicar must be quite similar to being a director. I'm sure it'll be wonderful. And it's his church, of course. And mine. So, exciting.
Good. Have you ever Googled him?
No.
Do you know he was arrested in 2001?
Yes, I did know he was arrested in 2000. Goodness me, here we go again. Absolute rubbish. He was totally exonerated. Waste of time even going to court in the first place.
That's not what it says on here.
It doesn't matter what it says on your Google, thank you.
Well, according to...
No, stop right there, Sarah. I won't have this. This is nonsense.
Nonsense, you mean?
I beg your pardon.
Nothing.
No. I hope not. I didn't listen to the gossip mongers then when I stood by his side and was a shoulder to cry on, and I won't be fueling any gossip now. That's not me, Sarah. It was, however, Drevon Ead, surprise, surprise, here we go again, who distanced himself completely, some friend he was. He was found not guilty, and let's leave it there.
Martin Pritt knows the Drevon Ead?
Yes. Well, we all went way back, you see. Martin had been studying drama with us before he left, and, well, he was asked to leave and was ordained. When the court case happened, Drevon completely turned his back on Martin. It was a ruddy disgraceful.
But I suppose you don't want to be sort of associated with that sort of thing, do you, when you're well known? It could have ruined Drevon's career.
No, it could have ruined mine too, Sarah.
Not really.
But friendship comes first in my book.
Sir, listen, I was just phoning because some woman called Carol wants your measurements for costume.
Oh, right, okay. Ah, Carol, yes, she's doing the costumes, is she? That's Martin's wife, Carol Pritt, yes.
He's married.
Oh, gosh, yes. Wonderful woman, Carol. Incredibly practical. Once ate a whole side of salmon. Have you got a pen?
Yeah, somewhere.
Right. Ready?
What? For what?
Well, I'm going to give you my measurements, Sarah. I've got them here.
Yeah. Hang on.
Ready? Have you? You got it?
Right, yes.
Yep.
I get you. Go ahead, please.
Right, here they are. Chest 38, waist 36.
Hang on, I'll get a pen. right. Start again.
Chest 38. Waist 36.
What was the chest?
Inch 38.
What was the waist?
That's 36. Chest 38. Waist 36. We'll start again. 36. Chest 38. Don't get confused.
Is it two chests?
No. Waist 36.
Waist. 36.
Inside leg 33. Probably won't need that for a robe. Collar 15.5. Again, you won't need that, I would have thought, but write it down anyway. Shoes 10.
Yeah.
But I can bring my own sandals. Right, just let her know I can bring my own sandals.
Yeah.
Hat size 7, well, crown of thorns, I expect. 7.25. And.
God.
Still there?
Yeah.
And height, 182 centimetres. And, no, you won't need my glove size. There. It does feel good to be rattling those off.
What? Sorry?
My measurements.
Huh?
No, I just saying, Sarah, it feels good to be giving someone my measurements again.
I'm sorry, I don't like where this conversation is going.
No, no, Sarah, please, it's about getting a job. I was just saying, it's nice. One never wants to assume that any job is in the bag. Anything could happen between the offer and actually stepping out onto the ice, as we actors
I don't
say.
Think it's on ice.
But I don't know, once they ask for your measurements, it's like confirmation that you're wanted somehow. It feels, sounds a bit silly, but for someone like me, it's important to feel wanted, definitely. Wanted. Sarah?
So sorry, Michael. Can I...
Please keep your sweet lips close tight.
Yes, you can.
Hi, I'm Hannah Norris, and this is my husband,
Carl Donnelly,
and we have a new podcast for you. It's called The Keith Cheggers Podcast, and it's about pregnancy, because that is what's happening in our lives right now.
And inside your belly.
Yeah, so we are recording weekly episodes throughout the course of my pregnancy, talking to each other and interesting and funny guests that we have on about their experiences with pregnancy, so we can work out a bit more about what the hell is happening and what is coming up for us. So tune in, subscribe, and have a listen to the Keith Cheggers Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Doesn't matter how I sign my name, it don't mean fame, it don't mean fame.
Sarah speaking.
Is Margot there, please, Sarah?
Yes, one moment. Who's calling?
Michael Cork, the actor.
Shit. No, I'm so sorry. Margot's... Watering.
Watering? What do you mean, watering? Watering what?
Actors.
Is Fliss there?
Who's calling? Oh, sorry. Yeah, no. Fliss isn't available. She's developing a stutter. Can I help at all?
I don't know, Sarah. Can you help Sarah? Can you even actually perform the most basic of tasks?
Well, yes. I got my making a cup of tea badge. So, and my peeling vegetables badge, actually. Thank you. So,
What?
I almost got my looking after an animal badge. But, well, I can't. It's horrific, actually.
Yes. Well, did you get your passing on the correct measurements badge, Sarah?
Oh. Don't remember that one.
No, clearly not, Sarah. What's the difference between 182 centimetres and 82 centimetres?
Oh, I don't know, Michael. What is the difference between 182 centimetres and 82 centimetres?
I tell you... really testing me today, Sarah. I'll tell you the difference, Sarah. A fair bit of my arse.
Michael! Is this sex chat?
No, Sarah. Ooh, this is my reality now, today, you see. God in hell, I can't even believe I have to explain this. What happened was, when you, Sarah, passed on my measurements to Carol, who was making the costumes, you told her that I was 82 centimetres tall.
Right. And?
And, what do you... And, that would make me 2'8", Sarah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And? Oh, I see. Right, yeah, that's quite small.
Yes, Sarah.
Can I ask, why did Carol make it so small?
Because... Oh, give me strength. Because those were the measurements you gave her, Sarah. You told her my height was 82 centimetres instead of 182.
Yeah, but surely she knew it was for you.
Yes, well, it doesn't... Don't blame Carol. She's a very good friend. She was just doing her best. She's a good woman, and she just knows not to question things. She has extremely low self-esteem.
Probably because she's married to a paedophile.
No, Sarah, no, and I won't have that. She's a devout Christian. Now, look, I need a costume very quickly, so I need Margot or Fliss, whoever's available, it doesn't matter who, to get in contact with a costume designer and get them to sort me out one.
Like who?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't either, to be honest.
No, well, that's why I asked for Margot or Fliss to sort this out. The dress rehearsal is tomorrow, so this is urgent. Tell you what, I got on fairly well with the last costume designer I worked with on TV. Look her up. Look her up now.
Okay. Just...
It was the barrister thing. Television programme.
Yes.
Just... You got it?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling back through the years.
It's about barristers.
Court of Clemency.
Court of Clemency, yes, that's it. Court of Clemency. Oh. Who was the costume designer?
According to IDMB, Jackie Flossett.
Yes, Jackie Flossett, that's her. So you contact Jackie Flossett and ask her if she would do me a favour and help me. She'll remember me. Tell her Michael Cork, the actor, says hello. Give her my measurements and ask her to somehow source me a holy robe and a crown of thorns. I've got my own sandals.
I can't, I'm afraid, Michael. She's dead.
Oh,
yeah. Says on IDMB that she died of old age after the last series of something called Juliet Bravo aired in 1985.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's very sad.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Right, look. Let me... What I do?
Poor old Jackie.
Okay, right, let me speak to Fliss or Margot. And
yeah.
We'll see what we can do about it. How's that?
Yes, that's great. Right, thank you. And just get it couriered to me for tomorrow morning, please. 10 a.m. at the latest. Don't let me down, sir. I'm counting on you not to mess this up. I know this won't be easy for you, but if you could do that, that would be most helpful. And I'm sorry for shouting at you earlier, but please try not to let me down, if that's okay. Sarah, are you still there? Hello?
Hello, HGM Talent. Sarah speaking.
No, Sarah, this is still the same call.
Oh, God, sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
For Christ's sake.
Well, indeed. Certainly is. I'm fairly sure I can do this, Michael.
Good, thank you, Sarah.
You shall go to the ball.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus shall go to the ball.
No, Sarah, that's not what I was saying. It's the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Are you clear on that? Thank you.
Maybe those pauses can make my night. Sign my name. Sign my name.
Michael Cork speaking.
Hello, Michael. It's Sarah from HGM Talent.
Ah, good morning, Sarah. How are you getting on with sourcing this costume? I'm due to leave for the dress rehearsal in 45 minutes. I'm getting a bit panicky, actually.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. What do you mean, yeah, no?
Well, I did get a robe.
Good.
Yeah, it was just one of my nan's 90s.
No, Sarah. Sarah, no, listen. I don't think you understand the importance of this, Sarah. It's a passion play in a church over Easter weekend, the holiest weekend of the year. I'm portraying our Lord Jesus Christ as he makes his torturous journey up Mount Calvary towards his crucifixion. It's highly inappropriate for me to be wearing some elderly woman's nightdress.
Oh, well, I thought it was quite good, actually, because it was the one she died in, ironically. But Mum said no, so probably for the best, actually. It was pretty stained.
Oh, fucking shit, Christ. What the hell am I supposed to do now?
Well, actually, you don't need to worry.
Oh, I don't need to worry. And why is that?
Well, because you've been replaced.
By whom?
By a much smaller actor, I suppose they could fit into the costume.
Good. Why?
Well, apparently Martin had heard that you'd been discussing his arrest.
Who on earth does he think I'd ever have discussed it with?
Me.
Well, why does he think that?
Oh, I told him.
What?
Yes. I had a few questions of my own.
What do you mean, had a few questions of your own?
Well, I'm interested. I do like crime podcasts and, you know, crime things on Netflix.
He's an innocent man.
Well, I'm afraid the jury's out, actually.
No, I'm afraid they aren't. They came back in and returned a not guilty verdict.
Yeah, no, I suppose. Anyway, look, good news. They do still want you to be a part of the production.
Oh, really, do they? Who asks?
Judas.
No, I'm not playing. That's just fantastic, isn't it? Just fantastic.
Well, it's not that bad. I mean, you still have a job, Michael. Isn't that the main thing?
No, it's not. It's not the main thing, Sarah. I'm no Judas.
Well, Martin says he thinks so.
No, I'm not playing Judas. Absolutely no way.
Sign my name. Don't impress. I don't impress.
Heavy Pencil was written by and starred Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. The music was written by Bjorn Bailey and performed by John Roach.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Can't face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.